Simon, a 1-1 draw here to sign off your home form this season. How would you assess the game?
A little bit disappointed because we've had some real good performances here against some good teams, played some free-flowing football, got some important victories, and we wanted to produce a performance for the supporters today. But started the game sloppily, we were too slow in possession and didn't ask questions in a positive manner of Rotherham early on, and it was a bit ponderous, a little bit sort of predictable again, a little bit like the first half against Norwich. And they went in front and give him something to hang on to. But Stevie May got us out of a little bit of trouble just before half-time with a great finish. The second half, we were a lot better. We asked questions of them and we just didn't quite get the breaks to get the 3 points.
It was a little bit end-of-season fair, wasn't it, I think, at times?
Yeah, but we showed some clips to the players in the dressing room before the game of all some key moments of what happened this year, how we've played free-flowing football, quick-attacking football, good quality, and we wanted to get that good feel vibe back and forget about the last few results, go and finish the season on how we've played on so many occasions this year, and obviously it didn't have an effect that you liked it as a manager. So not the best of ways to finish the home form, but we can still be very proud of how we've played at home because we've excited the crowd and seen some magical performances and some great goals.
Yeah, the season's kind of stuttering a little bit towards the end, but you can still bang that drum, can't you, that it has been for large parts of it a really good season.
Well, it has. Look, we're very close to getting more points than last year. We've certainly scored more goals. Hopefully, positional-wise, we might finish above where we finished last year. And that was always the aim this year, also given that it was a tougher championship than last year, I feel. And we've played a lot better football and we've been eye-catching for everybody to see. So we don't want to just let it meander out. As we've spoke recently over the last few weeks, it's very difficult to, when you're on a 3-4 game losing run, to play with the freedom and the confidence that you probably were playing with before. So I think one or two players are not playing to the maximum. Also, we're probably not getting the breaks. You see Simon's header, it's the lad on the line. We have another one, it's the bar and drops into the keeper's hands. Maybe a few weeks ago they're going in for us.
Of course, one of the big shining moments of today is Stevie May, and a great special moment for him. His first goal for the club on his first start since that horrible injury a couple of seasons ago now.
Yeah, look, he's been waiting patiently. He's been working hard in training. And the only reason why he's not had any more game time is basically due to the fact of Barkhuizen, Robinson, Hugel, McGeady, Horgan, because we've got some real good attacking players in that front lineup. So felt today was a good opportunity for him to get some game time. Great goal for him, dropped into space and executed the shot really well. He'll be the only one probably disappointed that the season's going to be finishing like it is. Oh, sorry, when it is.
Yeah. Is it a reward for him for his hard work? I guess it's been a pretty long road back for him.
Well, it has. It's been a long time with the physios. He's been back with the first team quite a lot of games now. But as I mentioned, due to the factor of other players being better than him at this moment in time, you can't take them players out of the team. But he's kept persevering and got his reward today, which is brilliant for him.
And that must actually, in a way, help the likes of Clark and Cunningham when they come back from their injury, that actually, that, you know, there is light at the end of a dark tunnel.
Yeah, well, I think they realise that, and I don't expect them to come back and score on the first game back because they're very far and few between. But as we've mentioned, Tom's got a long road for his recovery. Greg will be about out of his boot this week, which will mean he can get back on walking terms without any aid, and he'll be back for pre-season. So, the season's going to come to a climax next week. As I said, Stevie May will be the one who's probably more disappointed than anybody that's going to finish it.
And no Jermaine Beckford at all for you today. What's the thoughts behind that?
He got in at 1:45 and he came to see me and he had some personal problems, which I said, you don't need to be here, get yourself home and deal with it. So it's nothing to do with football whatsoever. It's because nobody knew the team till 1:30, so it wasn't as if people were going to have inquiries into that he was left out of the 18, because I'd not even named the 18. He had some personal issues that he'd only just received as he got into the car park at Deepdale. So I've dealt with that, and football's more important at times.
And you can
should have said it's the other way around. Yeah. Family life is far more important than football sometimes.
And next week you try and sign off, hopefully, with a decent performance down at Wolves.
Yeah, look, we'll go there, last game of the season. Try and get 3 points and finish on a real positive manner, because as we've mentioned several times, this has been a real good season for us, the way we've played. Let's finish on a real high, a difficult place, and finish with positive thoughts.